Hello and welcome to the God Unlimited podcast, where we talk about all things God. I'm your host, Masimba Biri Washa, and I am founder and CEO of a company called God Orders Company. In June 2020, we launched a company to bring God meat to the marketplace in Zimbabwe, where we recognized that there was a shortage, in fact, that goat meat was missing in the marketplace in Zimbabwe. So in this podcast, we're going to be unpacking all the things that you need to do to be successful in the goat production and value addition space. So before we go any further, we invite you to like and subscribe to the Goat Unlimited podcast. And we're going to be doing this every week. You can send in your comments. You can send in your questions. If you want anything addressed, please feel free to send in your questions. So for today, we are going to be talking about how to reimagine the goat in Zimbabwe. So to just get us started, goats have a long-standing reputation in Zimbabwe. At the moment, we've got about 4.5 million goats, according to statistics from the Ministry of Agriculture. But the thing is, when we look at how goats are treated and their relationship with the smallholder farmers who constitute the biggest number of farmers that are producing goats in this country, we see that there is this sort of love and hate relationship between smallholder farmers and goats. Goats are generally regarded as highly troublesome, impatient, and naughty domestic animals in comparison to, say, cattle or sheep or chicken or pigs. Goats are really considered to be very, very problematic in that sense, because when you take them out to pasture, they're running all over the place. So it's almost funny that we have a month in Shona called Mbuzi, which is named after goats, and yet local farmers have such a disdain for goats. And as a result, what we're seeing in the marketplace is that consumers are deprived of high-quality, safe, and affordable goat meat due to this sort of relationship between smallholder producers and their goats. And also, there is a common myth in Zimbabwe that goat meat stinks despite its good health qualities. So this it's very ironic, and you can chip in at any point, that it's very ironic that we've an abundance of grazing land and landscapes in Zimbabwe that are suitable for goat farming. And the goat for many Zimbabweans is essential for fulfilling key social and cultural rights. You'd be hard-pressed to find any Zimbabwean that has not had an encounter with goats in the trajectory of their life. So it is not easy to understand why in Zimbabwe the goat has been pushed to the periphery. And in our work at the Goat Orders Company, one of the things that we attribute this situation to is the colonial legacy of the country. And we believe that the colonial legacy really pushed goats to the margins. And this is something that needs to change. So in our current circumstance, goats are of a low priority among farmers. There's very little concern for the husbandry or welfare of goats. And this has really hampered efforts to improve the rearing of goats. So fortunately, what we're witnessing over the past 3 years is that interest in goat farming is increasing, hence the need to reimagine the place of the goat in our national consciousness. So before we go any further, please hit the like button, subscribe to the Goat Unlimited podcast. We're going to be posting this podcast every week. So every week, tune in and get more information that can help you to become a better goat producer and a better actor in the marketplace of goats. So let's talk about goats a little bit. Goats are versatile and they thrive in environments that are difficult for other livestock. So you find that in most of the outlying areas of Zimbabwe, particularly in the border areas, it's very dry and it's very arid. Yet in those places, that's where goats thrive. They are multifunctional and produce a wide variety of products, from fertilizer, meat, milk, pharmaceuticals, to leather, a among others. So our unique landscape here in Zimbabwe is highly suited to goat farming. Yet goat meat in itself remains a rare thing on the dinner plates of our population. So the question is why? And those are some of the questions that we're going to be trying to unpack on the Goat Unlimited podcast. So one of the things is that there is a highly disorganized supply chain. And this can explain why goats have not been part of Zimbabwe's food culture. And we have a lot of middlemen who are reaping where they did not sow. As a result, they make goat meat so expensive that it's even very difficult to find in the common supermarkets and even in the butcheries in our communities. In addition, you know, goats are used purely as subsistence animals. Farmers really treat goats simply as a village bank, and they don't see any commercial value to goats. And goats are usually kept by smallholder farmers and are frequently found in regions where there's little resources and where other livestock encounter difficulties in surviving. And this is supposed to be an advantage to the smallholder farmers. But at the moment, we from our experience of running Goat Orders Company, we can definitely say that this advantage has not been taken by the smallholder farmers. So we can acknowledge that goats are very important to subsistence and economic development of peers and farmers because they are cheaper to keep than cattle and provide a constant supply of essential food and income throughout the year. So farmers are not also willing to sell willy-nilly their goats because they recognize that goats are like a village bank. There are very few farmers in Zimbabwe today that are rearing goats at a commercial level. And then the selective breeding and feeding regimes that are required of meat animals have not been applied to goats. So you find that the goat carcasses are seen as inferior to those of other animals because these standards have not really been applied to animals, to goats, so to say. And what we need to do now going forward is to reevaluate the goat's place in Zimbabwe, and this can help to unlock this hidden opportunity. Goats, for example, can be used to actually beautify our cities. They can be used in recreational facilities. And this is something that could be experimented with. This just goes to show that goats are highly versatile. It's not just the meat that matters. Goat amusement parks can bring much-needed revenue. So let's talk about how we can increase our goat national herd. I think what we need is that we need a collective effort across the whole goat value chain. In fact, no single farmer in this country, in spite of how many goats they might rear, can produce enough goats to meet either local or export demand. So we need everybody to be on deck. And then only this concerted effort can help to make Zimbabwe occupy its rightful place on the global goat production map. Most importantly, we need to maximize production capacity at the farm level through fencing, paddocking, penning, feed, veterinary care, and access to water. We need to make our farms more efficient and the goats healthier in order to increase potential yield. Work is also required at the agricultural policy level to reposition the goat. We need to agree on a national code on how to keep and sell our goats. A national campaign to make goat mainstream among consumers can also help to increase the value of the goat. Though less common on the Zimbabwean table, goat meat is delicious and it's a change from the usual beef, chicken, and pork. We can also leverage on technology in order to maximize goat production. For instance, genetics and feed technology can help to dynamically transform the goat industry. Technology can also be leveraged on how to look after the goats themselves in a manner that can dynamically boost goat production and investment in goats by Zimbabweans. All in all, goats are an opportunity for us to present the best of who we are to the world. It's an industry that we can build and prove our famed collective brilliance. So there you are. There is our podcast for today from God Orders Unlimited. I'm your host, Chief K. Masimba Biriwasha. We're going to be doing this week in, week out. So hit the like button, hit the subscribe button. Please follow us. And if you have any questions, if you have any comment on the podcast today, please feel free to put your comment in the comment box below and I will respond to you most immediately. Thank you for tuning in. See you next week.